the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Hi. All right, so we begin with a story about Americans. And did you know?
My favorite. Are they not yours?
Of course I love America.
Mm. I love America. I do.
That's what you like.
You want to see my prissy?
No.
What the hell?
I could draw it from memory right now if I needed to.
Really?
Yeah, you I miss that animal. It was a sweet little, was it a cat or a dog? I forget.
Cat, probably.
Yes. Yeah,
so. My favorite color is asshole.
Oh, my God. That scared me.
Like, where'd that come from?
Got to get a better quality of that one, which means I got to log into my Max account from the computer.
Let me tell you, I watched. So
did
if you
watch
do that,
it again?
I did.
I thought you stopped.
You need to
it.
Pull the clip of the grandma saying, this party was a cluster blank.
Oh, you're talking about Al's mom.
Yeah, man. That
She's
was,
a hoot.
That's funny, too.
Their language is rough.
Al's mom's great.
But
everybody
I'll tell
cusses.
You what, like, to have a childhood where you could cuss around your parents would have been really cool.
You would have loved that.
Yeah.
Everybody on that show cusses.
Yeah.
Even old Beckner. Little Beckner cusses.
Hey, but they're very, like, full of faith, you know?
But if you did that around Mary, she might...
Oh, I'd catch a backhand. She would treat me as a hoe, and she'd be the pimp.
She might have a sock full of marbles. She'd swing.
No, she always used a sock full of oranges. That was her thing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Man, if you, I put two pool balls in your suntan pantyhose.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get you with them.
Who would do that?
Mess with me.
So did your mother ever...
They only made like two colors of pantyhose back in the day. Now they're obviously a variety, but back then it was just black and suntan. That was it. Even black women wore suntan pantyhose. It was weird. Like your legs are orange. What's help?
My mom never hit me, but my dad spanked me, but not my mom. My mom would just yell at us.
What the hell's that got to do with pantyhose?
Well, he said that, you know, beating you with pole balls, and I'm like, my mom never did that to me.
She only used a belt, a fly swat, and switches, which I would often literally have to go outside and get.
That guy that flashed you on the horse farm was trying to spank you.
Oof.
That's right.
Well, my dad got us with a belt, and
by a different vowel.
I actually had a mark on my leg from him. So
really? Yeah.
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 But my mom,
she was tattooed.
She would scream at us. I would rather be hit than have her yell at us all the time. She'd be mad.
Good Lord.
Now, what do you guys think about Screwed and Tattooed as a podcast?
No, oh, like man. That?
And my mom, she always wanted everything perfect in the house because, you know, she was an interior designer. And you had to put the karate chop in the pillows, make sure everything.
Oh, yeah.
God, so your mom's an interior designer. Your dad is a staff sergeant?
He was a gunnery sergeant.
Okay, well, even worse.
So you have cool. Really
gunny. Vacuum.
They ever throw the dime on the bed sheet?
Oh yeah.
God, you ever put a glass of wine on there and jump around?
No.
Who's that irresponsible that you need to have that firm of a freaking mattress that you can drink wine in bed and decide to set it down on the bed and jump around like a pansy?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Hospital corners on your bed and make
stupid
your bed
stupid advertising.
Women love those men in uniform because I think they know they're probably going to get their naughty bits destroyed at some point.
Paige is into like pain.
She really is.
You can tell.
Well, I mean, I guess it came from ballet. It hurts. I don't know.
Like if you're going at it with Paige, I feel like you got to elbow her right in the nose.
I feel like she wants a dominatrix to like take a hammer to her feet.
She does.
Made me
like
feel
Paul.
Like I was a ballerina again.
Like Paul in Misery. Oh,
no.
Paul.
I don't want to be hurt. I just like a guy to hug me, you know? But as far as just go with parents, I have friends that their mothers were absolutely horrible and would spank them and beat them, but not mine.
I feel like if she's right here and you're right here, you almost got to, like, you know, put her in a headlock.
Who?
Paige, around the neck.
Oh.
Like, that's what she's into.
Oh.
I don't think I'm that kinky. I mean, I kind of like the sparking thing and the spanking, but if it's fun and it's not like you're going to bruise me or anything.
I mean, it's going to happen, though. Even people that are into it, you see them afterwards and, like, bruises everywhere.
But see, that was telling. You don't mind the pain. You just don't want to deal with everybody asking you, hey, are you okay at home? What's up with all the bruises? Like, seriously, if you're one of those girls who likes to be choked while you're doing it,
no.
Like, if you go to work and you've, like, wait a minute, is that a hickey on exactly the same side on both sides of the neck? No. It looks like a man's hand. Seriously, everything's fine. We're just kinky. I don't know. We need to talk to HR.
Are you doing the choking or is somebody else doing it? Like, can you do both?
You know, I only had the one time when someone asked me to do that and I absolutely refused.
Say you're going at it, you know, and then, you know, you're like, hey, come in here for the choke. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm the designated choker, and you just headlock.
I mean, I don't want that, but I, you know, to have a little slap every once in a while on your bottom is kind of cute.
She was into the electric for a little bit, too.
Like, she was like, it's supposed to be like the punishment. We had a dominatrix come in and spank Paige, and she had some kind of taser wand that when it got close to the skin, you'd see the little electrical waves come out and attack the skin. It wasn't all that painful, but she was like giggling.
God.
It didn't hurt that much.
What's the most sadistic?
And you have to answer to.
Sadistic.
Pain thing that you've done that involves intercourse?
Oh, God.
Oh, this would be good.
I'm very proud of the way I worded that, too.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd say
that.
Not
really, not that. You know.
Have you been pained more or?
Pleasured.
No. Have you taken more pain or given more pain when it comes to intercourse? And I don't mean like a pain in the ass. And I don't mean like a pain in the ass.
Either. Yeah. Like a donkey punch or?
I'd probably say I've probably taken more than.
God.
I don't want to.
See, she loves it.
Hit somebody.
That's telling.
She's her personality is very welcoming. Like, no offense, but like you could run over Paige a lot and she'll still take you back. Like, you really could.
But that's loyalty, but also.
But I don't put myself out there, though. You know what I mean? It's like I'm very guarded. Like, you have to really get to know me before I invite you to my house.
Well, that's pretty smart.
Hey, can we go meet the neighbor?
We know Ethan is her address right now.
We know you real well. Can we go with, meet the neighbor that's that offered his services?
We'll just go show up at her doorstep. Everybody's got bibs on.
No.
Like, was it Freckles?
You will not come to my house.
Was it the security guard for Fozzie?
No.
One of my favorite restaurants just happens to be near your house, so if you see me out that way, don't be surprised.
I'm there. Hi. McDonald's? Okay, now leave.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give any more away. Of course, me saying she lives near a McDonald's really ain't gonna give anything away. Mm. Hey, guess what? I live near a Dollar General.
Boy, you almost
we all
got,
do. We
you
all
almost
do.
Got me.
I know.
And I like to meet at neutral
places.
She
lives near the worst one, like, ever made.
Well, don't.
Which one?
Now people are going to Google the reviews.
Yeah.
Don't look on Google Maps.
Don't say there's a waterfall nearby.
Is that the place that gave me really bad food poisoning and then somebody else told me that, yeah, you should go.
Winner, meat, dinner.
Oh.
They're not all the same. It's like everything else. I know they're not.
They used to be really good. Anyway, so more than half of Americans are posting.
Oh, grow some hair, dude.
Posting less on social media. Like, we don't care anymore. People are getting away from social media.
YOLO, baby.
Hmm. So I don't as much, but I...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't feel as though, like... I only post when there's something to post. I don't like... Oh, God. Yeah. I haven't posted in a few days.
Trying to keep your algorithm going. You don't care.
I like to add to the story as far as Instagram goes.
I don't know that...
That's fine.
See, they say with... The algorithm changes all the time, so, you know, you have to put out... Of course they're going to tell you. Facebook, Meta, all they're going to say yes. For those that want to be viral, for those that want to be the influencers of tomorrow, yes, post every day. Yeah. That would be like Prisma saying, yeah, guys, go to the doctor when you don't feel well. Mm-hmm. It's good advice.
I like to watch all the porn on X so other people don't have to. Doesn't float over to their algorithm.
That's why I don't like
it. You watch AI sex porn?
No, because it's obviously... It's not as good as like the big box retailer who has the AI interviewer.
Right.
It's not on that quality yet. It's still cartoonish.
Yeah.
So you tell us.
But it'll get to the point where you'll watch one and be like, God, I can't tell.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell.
Well, the only way you could tell during that avatar for that company was the voice. It looked like an actual human.
Don't
but the speech pattern was broken up.
Don't ask me why I say this other than I'm just
done
off in the noggin.
It's crazy.
I am predicting that we'll find out in a couple weeks that bison attack was not real.
I bet.
I've watched that video, dude, 50 times this morning. I haven't read comments. Nobody put that into my brain. I've watched that. That looks AI, and I hate that world right now where
you can't tell what's real.
Why would the bison not kill everybody there?
The way he loops around, I'll share it. Just Google bison attack in Yellowstone. You'll see it. I've seen enough of the AI throwing somebody in there. It doesn't look real. It absolutely doesn't.
What's his
way?
He goes way up there.
And I think what one of the news places probably picked it up, sent it out,
yeah,
and now are like, oh, Jesus Christ, this was AI. We can't. I'm we telling can't you, dude. It does. That is not.
It's too good. Some of it's
not authentic.
So the reason that people are pulling back from social media is political arguments and
everything,
and just endless doom scrolling and privacy concerns. So that's why.
Yeah. Well, you know, privacy and concerns are certainly up there. You know, I mean, but
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, the same thing. You know, the technology is so crazy now that you could. I was telling these guys, I took a picture of a tree in the yard. I was like, what kind of tree? I knew. I was testing the AI. I was like, what kind of tree is this? How old do you think it is? It knew exactly what kind of tree it was. It said that it had been there probably since Abraham Lincoln was president. It was how many generations had. And I was like, God.
This did he wrestle it by chance?
So eventually it'll get to the point where we will, the facial recognition stuff will work its way down to us common folks. We're, oh my God, who's that over there? I don't know. Would you just face scan him and see? Oh, that's Leonard. He's the insurance guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Then it'll be in the glasses where you just will look and see. It'll have their religion icon over their head, their sexuality icon, their credit score.
Oh, God.
All this stuff. Social credit score.
Yeah, how much
HIPAA records.
It's going to be a messed up world.
That's why everybody's
enjoy, grandkids.
Yeah, really. Nice guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
He was splitting time and up to no good.
He said splitting time.
Yeah. I want to ask him, like, why the dog?
Yeah.
Was the dog, like, attacking him?
What did the dog ever do to you?
Like, was it a pit bull? Because a lot of those are evil, I know. But
no,
still.
They're not.
No, that's God.
Shit.
That's what? You know what? Through time, through everything, that might be one of the worst stereotypes out there.
Yeah.
And I'm including women named Karen.
You can tell Paige to her face, I hate you, you C word, but if you say something about a dog, like, that's the worst thing you've ever said.
That's most women. Which, I can't say the same for men, because y'all cut their head off and hang it on the wall.
It's just that breed, because I had Sweet Pea, who was just the...
It's a perfect song for this.
Sweetest little dog that was just afraid of her own shadow, and she was pure bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's the way people raise their dogs, not the dogs.
I agree with that.
I saw a pit bull yesterday. I'm like, oh, we're on the rough side of town. You want to chew my arm off, don't you?
He's just.
But like, I could have been stereotyping dogs.
He's looking for a fight.
Yeah, I haven't heard an update. Like, it's. I'm telling you, if we don't. Like, I don't know why we don't start a patron or whatever it's called. Because the stuff we were doing off the air was good, but it was filthy.
A little bad.
It wasn't filthy towards or
we put names on it.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything that would get us canceled. It was more or less just language.
I want to use a phrase that I don't want to use because A, I'm tired of hearing it because everybody says it, and B, I don't know if I'd be using it right, so I'm not going to say it.
Now I want to hear it.
Oh, is it a cap?
No.
When
somebody tells you that
six,
you're
6'7"?
When you're finish it if you know it, but if somebody says that you just stood 10 toes on business.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, God, I'm tired of
that. Is that from makers of Talk to the Hand?
I couldn't even tell you where it came from. But wow. Everybody's, and they're like, oh, you stood 10 toes on business on that one, bitch.
10 toes on business?
That's annoying.
Does that just mean like you crossed the line?
I don't even know where it came from. I guess it means like called somebody out.
I got some guesses.
I want to look it up.
I bet it's from like a Glozella song.
Probably Little Cook.
Little Cook. She didn't put 10 toes on the line of business. Thank God.
It's too hard to say.
Oh, I said it wrong. 10 toes down. Where did 10 toes down come from?
Sounds 8 like foot.
You go into the grave. 10 toes down.
No, it's 10 toes up. Face down, ass up.
It means 100% loyal, committed, firmly grounded in your principles. But where did it start?
Oh, so it's. I thought it was like you've. you've stepped into my zone, and now we're going to fight. Somebody's going to...
Oh, Lord. You're over the line, buddy.
Well, it's tough because when you talked about, like, in, you know, back in our days is... I'll make Fat Boy laugh, Peckerwoods, learning about the inner city. We'd learn about it through gangster rap. And when somebody got capped, it meant they, you know, caught a bullet. Well, and now cap means lie.
That's where it came from, it says here.
What, cap?
It came from a hip-hop album.
I told you.
From 8-Ball and MJG.
Gosh, can people accept something with... It might be a tough pill to swallow, but, like... Hip hop has contributed so much to culture. I mean, so much. And I'm not saying it's all positive at all. But if you, I never run across anyone anymore that says, my baby's mama.
I don't hear that much.
I don't care if they're 60 and live on a golf course, they say baby mama now. It's just changed. We don't possess it anymore.
No.
And if you're sitting there saying, I do, well, good for you, you racist.
Now they'll just say, you stood 10 toes.
You stood 10 toes. So that means that's my... So we were ride or die back in the day. You know, that was our thing.
So now you just wait because you know what happens. Older white women start saying it and it kills it. Trap House.
That's what always does it. Trap House is done.
Yeah, that's what killed it too.
You can't even find B's in the trap, BB's in the trap anymore. They're WB's, white bitches.
They kept calling it Trap House.
And Trap House.
Girl, and they wouldn't even know what it is. They're just like, you know, if something looked like dilapidated or whatever, like, oh, there's a trap house.
Right. Oh, it's a Barbie house. No, it's a trap house. It's all pink. On the inside, too. I wonder if with the pink house, is it all pink on the inside as well? I'm serious about that.
Ask John Cougar if
I was going to say.
Don't talk about politics.
He talks about the little pink houses, but are they all pink on the inside as well? I'll Google that.
He's a notorious prick.
Paige, you know one of the property brothers? Ask him.
Sure.
He probably wouldn't know, actually.
He wouldn't know.
One of them wouldn't.
Oh, man.
You know what? Lindsey Graham. He's still gone. He really is. We talked about it earlier, for those that are asking.
Well, we
talked about it earlier. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, I guess people assume it's like the news where they constantly, you know.
It's just, you know. Do you think it will ever be, well, do you think it will just go away as aortic dissection and that was it?
I thought you were going to talk about something else.
Like, will there officially be any probes into it? Like, did they do an autopsy already? Like, how would they know that?
It could be one of those things where, I would have a hard time doing it. And there was somebody recently that died with cancer, an actor, somebody really famous. And it was kind of sudden, but his family knew. And he said he didn't want all the, you know, all the people that never had anything to do with him to suddenly come mourn him while he's still here.
Dude, when Chadwick Boseman died, I don't know if his family even knew. I don't know who he told.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
He didn't release it publicly, but
somebody else. But I would have such a hard. And I'm not saying that's what happened with Linz, that he knew and told his family. You know, guys, don't say anything. I will always. I'm
I know.
Sorry.
It's just like
it's just the way he talked. It was just a way to, you see when he's getting his you know, when he was in the military, he's just sitting there like all just smiling real big, you know, he's smiling like Gomer, but not that disposition, you know.
I forgot he retired a colonel.
Oh yeah,
I didn't realize he was that high up.
Yeah,
there.
Dude, freaking, but just, you know. I don't know. I'm not even saying that in a demeaning way.
Like, he most likely would have won re-election because we know how that works, but they were saying, like, he might have faced a real, like, legit challenge with Annie Andrews.
Well, that's, you know, the conspiracy. Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're saying, like, it could have been, you know, a tougher race than what he normally faces.
What do they do, though? Like, would they...
The governor has to, you know, appoint somebody to finish his term. Then they have to decide who's going to run. They have to have another primary. So
I was thinking it was like wrestling, and they have like a number one contenders match,
President,
you know,
Tunney.
If the champion got injured or whatever, and they had to take the belt off of him, they'd have a number one contenders match.
If I'm Mark Lynch, I'm like, hey, does this put me back in play? Because, you know, I know we've seen all the commercials about the cocaine in the 80s.
That could actually have gotten him votes. Can you imagine?
Like, come on.
You go on there and say, this guy wanted to make medicalized? Is that the way to say it?
Yeah, I think they said medicalized
cocaine. Some people were like, well, I didn't know who to vote for, but if that guy stands that way, sign me up.
Like, he talked about missing votes, but I don't know if he's still on that kick. I'd be trying to get my name back in if I were him.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that did him harm or good.
I'd write a letter to Hanky Mack or, like, you know, try to go see him. Hang on now. Look, medical cocaine.
Ukraine killed him.
See, that stuff is.
I'm just reading a text.
The Iran kill list people are talking about, which some say he was on, some say he wasn't on it. You know, he was very popular around the world, or I'll say very notable.
I think it goes to the charisma that the dude had. I mean, like, literally, how could, you know, many people would say, and it could likely be true, that he would go with whoever wrote the biggest checks.
He had more friends in the Senate than I realized when I was watching the shows yesterday.
I think he did that thing where, you know, in business is kind of like, it's the wildest thing. I'll give you a good example. Travis at Bowling Springs Sports Cars. We got him coming up later.
What's up?
Okay.
Trav.
He's very close friends with a lot of the other sports card shop owners. And I'm like, how?
That'd be tough for me.
I know. Like, how do you do that? Or whatever.
Like, I'd be, you know.
I know. Right. Guys, break it down. Live from the Ahab the Arab Studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. The CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 14th of July. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
That was a good one.
That so well.
Suck it.
Oh.
Say what you want. Oh, man.
He's probably tired of hearing this, but I don't know what else to play for him.
What else would you play for him?
I don't know if this is his entrance music or it should be if it's not. Though it wouldn't have mattered this past weekend.
No, he would. Oh, what? I tweeted this morning, and I haven't done that in a while, and I actually saw he was on there in a big uproar of saying that I guess everybody's trying to say that he was hurt in training, that he went into the fight hurt, and he should have told doctors. And he's like, hey, mate, I wasn't hurt.
Well, according to a reporter who said he lost his credential, Dana White knew he was hurt earlier in the week and said, we can't cancel the fight.
Cancel the fight, of course.
It's
the same thing with when Terry showed up with the black eye. You remember that one, brother.
Also, the line shifted heavily toward Max Holloway, the betting lines, before the fight.
Just like those, like the freaking airline. Remember that?
Yeah.
Pelosi.
Do you often start a fight with Roundhouse? Is that common?
And then Drake put $1 million on McGregor.
I don't.
You don't come out.
I usually start a fight with an ice house, Plank Road Brewery.
That's where he was born.
So I was.
Conor McGregor.
Conor
McGregor.
You said he will be back. He's got one fight to.
He will be back.
On his contract.
Yeah, he must owe the mafia more money. I didn't say that. I bet it did.
Hey, there were.
Oh, look at this. Wow. You know what? I never know what. After he went on his tirade, filled with profanity, which I cuss, and I don't think it's anything against your faith if you do. Yeah. He says, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in one Lord Jesus. That's all I care about, and that's who matters. God from God, light from light. Right. And then he goes on, wow.
That's a prayer.
Now, some females would be mad we're even doing his birthday, to be honest with you.
You know? Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
He's not a horrible person, is he?
Well, was that settled? It was like
there needs to be a website. If I can put in a website, or if they can get a website and put in someone's name and it tells me their net worth, I should be able to find out if those accusations went away or not.
Oh.
Because especially during Me Too movement stuff, a lot of people were, a lot of allegations went out. Many of them were, you know, guilty. And
okay, yeah, he was found liable.
Many of them, but that's the news is, you know, the sensationalism is Wander Franco's with a 14-year-old.
So an Irish jury found him liable for sexual assault in a Dublin hotel in 2018.
Goodness.
He had to pay damages and legal fees.
Isn't that a horrible person?
Real graphic about
it. Well, I don't know these things. How do I know that?
The news cycle now, there literally should be that website. I ask all webmasters to make that. And webmistresses as well.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I don't watch fights.
You're Which was why, yeah, that's true.
Docile woman.
No, I don't want to see people hurt.
You've been talking about this one for a while, so I'm glad that it's his birthday because,
yeah,
hopefully, we won't have to talk about him anymore.
That's right.
Because you asked me questions I did not know.
I just was curious because I heard a lot about it.
Like, I don't know his.
You ever heard about his journal that he wrote?
No.
Oh, he like manifested his whole life. He wrote everything down what was going to happen, and he's done it. Now, I don't know that he said he's going to get injured in that fight.
Or was the sexual assault a part of the...
Oh, you know what? I don't know. That chapter was removed from the book. Some of the books that were taken out of the Bible.
Ezekiel 23:20.
The book of Enoch is one of my faves.
That's probably somebody texting me saying, why are you even doing his birthday?
Yeah.
Do I have to tell you about the surgically removed tampon?
In honor of all women, I will say 44.
45.
38.
Wow, I thought he was in his 40s.
Oh, man,
this will be fine.
Well, I guessed older to make him feel bad for, you know, sexual assaulters. Devon.
Nope.
Brother Ray.
It is Bully's birthday. Bully.
I don't sign cheese.
He's a very divisive fellow.
Yes, he is.
I mean, it seems like he's always going back and forth to somebody on X.
Not even in like a fun Jim Cornette way either. Just like, I don't know, man. Trying
to remind people that he was in the business, like Hall of Fame career for sure.
Yeah, you fully like, and I was around him 3 or 4 times. Like one time for I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. You get to see a little bit of somebody's personality. That's a guy who, his career never should have made it. Like you go from bingo halls to now, like you have a radio, you have the biggest wrestling podcast in the world, I believe, right? Yeah. He's even bigger than any of the WWE, like Undertaker and Steph McMahon and all that crap.
Didn't have the look, but could work his ass off. A great worker.
Yeah, incredible. But just, I don't know.
But real bitter.
It could be a bit, though. It could be.
Could be.
I've never asked any of the boys how is...
The chair bit could be a bit, too.
How is B.R. Dudley?
Billy.
How old do you think he is? I'm going to go with whatever you say.
I have a feeling he's in the club today.
Okay. Is he 50? I'll say 50.
You think so? Well, he's been in the club for a long time.
Oh, man, 52? Three?
Bully Ray is 55.
No way.
Years old today.
Wow. Yeah.
Get the tables. So you can fart on those, too.
I know. Paige, you know what their move was? And this was when we had Devon Dudley in here. I should have asked him this. Why would you pick a wrestling move where you would intentionally headbutt a dude in the balls?
Oh, my God.
Bubba Ray would spread the guy eagle.
Uh-huh.
Devon would headbutt him in the nuts.
But what would
his head?
Before he jumped off the top rope. This little swerve for you.
Oh, is it double J Jeff Jarrett's birthday or RoadDoG?
It is the birthday of one JeffJarreT. Jerry's boy.
I tell you what, if you have access to it, watch Dark Side of the Ring. First two episodes are about TNA wrestling. I tell you what, I think I knew. You dozing off over there, woman? Jesus Christ.
My neck hurts.
I was about to tell you.
My neck.
Jeff Jarrett led people to believe that this was his song. This was Road Dogg singing this song.
Yeah, that was the big controversy. But, like, the whole Jeff Jarrett, Kurt Angle, Karen Angle thing, to me,
it was
not what was presented.
Were you surprised at the Taylor Swift stuff?
Somewhat, yeah.
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 Just random how that happens.
I know. Like, But you also look at it, it's like, God, is life all just who you know, or has circumstance happened? Like, why do I know a NASCAR driver? Because he listened to the show and did a charity event one time and asked us to
help him
promote
first.
It, and he sent Fatboy a dong pic, and then it's like, hey, nice one, come on in. And then, you know, met Rob Inario at a golf tournament. Like, it's happenstance. So Taylor Swift was his babysitter.
Oh, my God.
Like, what are the odds? Anyway, Double J is, I'm going to go 62. God, I'm going to go 64.
61.
Oh, don't do that. He's only 59 years old.
You're kidding.
I ain't kidding you.
You must have started off wrestling at like 15 then.
Rosie Greer. You want to guess Rosie Greer real quick?
He's a preacher.
Not Rosie from Greer, but Rosie Greer. Who I forget tackled Sirhan Sirhan.
Yeah.
He was there when it happened.
Yeah. I know. What are the odds of that, too?
Nah, you don't want Rosie Greer to.
He's big.
Big.
79. 78.
77.
Rosie Greer is 94 years old.
Oh, damn.
Shut your effing mouth. He is.
Your mouth hit the ground.
Purple people eater. Dude.
L.A. Rams, baby.
Oh, I'm thinking someone else now. Is he a preacher? Rosie Greer?
I hope he's not doing anything. He's 94 years old.
Well, I know. Like, you might be preaching your own book.
Rest in peace, Gerald Ford would have been 113.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, ordained pastor.
Oh,
he is on the board of trustees for the Milliken Family Foundation.
And evidently he said that OJ confessed to him.
He's got work, his family does.
Whoa, why is a 94-year-old man doing anything at this point?
Exactly, just relax, man.
Wow. Oh, he beat prostate cancer, too.
Good for him.
That's
good.
But that's got to be one of the worst. Huh. Well, congratulations to Rose. I feel like he was on an episode of Brady Bunch or something when I was a kid. I was like, oh, who dat?
God, he could have been.
Joe Namath was on one, too.
They could have been dating Marsha. Like,
Marsha,
we'll take your daughter out.
Yeah?
For a nice
meal. Remember her boyfriend's name?
Oh, no. Who was it?
His name's George. George Glass.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. Yeah, I'm gonna take her out and get her real cleaned up, you know.
Oh.
Show her a real good time.
Wow. You know what? The brain is weird.
Rest in peace.
Rosie Greer never made an on-screen appearance on the Brady Bunch. However, he starred in a very memorable 1976 Burger King commercial alongside Brady Bunch star Maureen McCormick.
What?
Whoa, dude.
They dated in the commercial.
No, they were on side. She probably ordered something from him, or vice versa.
Is there a Rosie from Greer? Is my question.
Last name Palm? Folks?
Maybe.
Tomorrow is it's a new day. It's a new chance to start over, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yay.
You want to wait till the first of the year? No. If you know something needs to be changed, you change it today.
You want to keep some open phones going? Because I don't imagine we'll get to a hard-hitting question like we got today.
You know what? I think, what was her name?
It really was.
Her name's after Caroline. Was who it was. No, Gloria.
Gloria.
Thank you for that. That was kind of what...
Not Ape.
Therapeutic, and it's kind of to answer a question that many have asked in kind of a broad way.
Yeah.
And now I'll just save this podcast, and then when people...
Oh,
podcast,
give it to them.
We'll get more downloads. tomorrow is Wednesday, so we'll do a bunch
creepy
of phones. We could sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, and that. But we did that yesterday, and then dude didn't even call. So what's the bother? Yeah. we just go into AI and just say, hey, Google, program 4 hours of fun things to talk about. And it just,
Google.
It does it. Yeah, it certainly wouldn't be shooting out this stuff. Yeah, talk about Rosie Greer and the Brady Bunch. That'll get over with the demographic. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.